It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 10th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $69,702. ETH is down slightly at $3,942. And Binance Coin is up slightly at $534. Those leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, the Graph up 15%, OKB up 15%. Well, after again delaying several spot Ether ETFs, SEC Chair Gary Gensler isn't revealing much about the agency's stance on the spot Ethereum ETFs, despite several big-name firms, including BlackRock and Fidelity, applying. Gensler remains tight-lipped. In a recent interview, he emphasized that the SEC evaluates each filing based on its own merits. Some experts are speculating that Grayscale's court victory against the SEC last year might influence the decision. However, Gensler has previously stated that the approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs should not set a precedent for other cryptocurrencies. Grayscale and Coinbase have been campaigning with the SEC to gain approval for spot Ether ETFs. Their meetings aim to address regulatory concerns about investor safety while broadening access to crypto investments. Despite regulatory uncertainty, both Bitcoin and Ether prices hit record highs late this week, indicating continued investor interest in the sector. Well, Coinbase's stock price has risen past its initial direct listing price of $250 for the first time in over 2 years, with a surge of over 350% in the past year alone. This rise parallels the growth of the crypto market. The company's role as the custodian for the majority of U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs has also contributed to its success. However, Coinbase still has ground to cover before reaching its previous all-time high of $342 in November of 2021. Well, Bitwise CEO Matt Hogan compared Coinbase's recent technical troubles to Facebook's past crashes, suggesting they shouldn't significantly affect spot Bitcoin ETFs. The exchange experienced its third technical problem in less than 10 days, prompting concerns among users. However, Hogan remains largely supportive. While some criticized Coinbase's reliability, Hogan noted that issues likely affect retail users more than institutional clients that use Coinbase for their ETFs. And finally, BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin ETF has amassed nearly 200,000 Bitcoin, surpassing MicroStrategy's holdings. IBIT added close to 5,000 Bitcoins on Friday. MicroStrategy's last disclosed holding was 193,000 Bitcoins as of February 26th. BlackRock's IBIT launched less than 2 months ago, consistently accumulating significant amounts of Bitcoin daily, making it one of the largest spot products. The soaring demand for new spot ETFs has driven Bitcoin's price to over 60% growth this year. It's worth noting that the ETF is holding the coins on behalf of investors, and MicroStrategy actually owns the tokens, so they're still the largest corporate holder of owned BTC. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.